The Sky News Top Trump specials have been released in time for the party conference season. With me now is the Sky's political editor, Adam Bolton. This Trump card features the new generation. Why the new kids on the block?
Well, it's become almost a tradition that we bring out a pack of cards and at Top Trump's at-party conferences. And we felt that given there had been such a turnover in the Houses of Parliament in terms of new MPs, given that we've got a new government, it was best to look at the younger members. So some familiar faces, for example, like Kenneth Clark or Ian Duncan Smith or Chris Hune, don't actually feature in our 30 because we are concentrating on younger people.
So is it fair to suggest that the big hitters, like you mentioned, Hune, Clark, their political careers are effectively behind them?
I think that's slightly unfair. I mean, when we talk about a new generation, I mean, for example, one of our categories is potential. And one could pretty much say, well, once you've been foreign secretary or William Hague is in the pack, but he's got a low potential rating, or some of those we've left out, that they've got to the top. And therefore, it's not very interesting to include them in a young thrusters list.
And talking of potential, Ed Miliband's in there. His potential rating isn't as high as perhaps he'd like.
Yeah, we did try and be realistic. I mean, the way in which we assessed the chances of all these candidates was that we got together with a spectrum of leading political journalists and got them to rate it, and then we took an average of that, effectively. You know, in the end, if you're the leader of the party, you are in the business to be prime minister, and I guess what they were saying was that at seven, his chances of being prime minister are about the same as Nick Clegg's, also at seven.
But also in the deck is Ed Balls, Yvette Cooper. Ed Miliband's only been in the job for a year, yet the Balls-Cooper double seems to have greater potential than Ed.
Yeah, I think there is that possibility. We know that Ed Balls is a very ambitious person, and you know, Ed Miliband, I suppose, has got one shot at the cherry next time round. If he doesn't become Prime Minister then, someone else might well step forward. And there are, as you say, there's Yvette Cooper and Ed Balls. I mean, we've given Ed Balls a potential of eight. And Yvette, too, a potential of nine. This is one signal that we think their career's going up. I mean, there are other categories that we've judged people on. Gaffability, which is basically their ability to get into trouble. You want the lower score there rather than a high score. Objective things like how many Twitter followers they've got. Now, of course, some people like David Cameron, they don't do Twitter, so they have naught in that category. Others have got up to 80,000. Number of debates in this session they've taken part in. Again, that's just a question of record. And finally, a different panel, a secret panel, which we won't name, assessed the fanciability of the people that we'd put in the pack.
Just run through some of those on the fanciability. That's sure to attract a lot of headlines and debate. The fanciability, very subjective topic. Give us some of the runners and riders.
There's already a bit of attention. They've only had these cards out an hour or so. There's already a bit of attention to the ex-paratrooper Labour MP, came in at a by-election, Dan Jarvis. He's the top of the men with an absolutely massive 96% rating. On the women, Luciana Berger, also from Labour, she's on 90, but in there, a few Tories, Priti Patel, Louise Mensch, Penny Mordaunt, also TV's Gloria Del Pietro. So it's... Again, I think this is subjective. What we do know is in the past, two MPs did have a fisticuffs over their fanciability rating. So they take this to heart. Although, of course, the worst thing is being left out altogether.
And talking of squabbles, Ed Miliband still can't quite get rid of his brother David. He features in the top Trump's card. He's scored quite highly in some categories.
Yeah, it's interesting that. I mean, when we were assembling the shortlist, David Miliband is one of those who got in as a write-in from our experts. He wasn't on our original list. We did allow them to do that. And obviously, the feeling is that the past is not behind him as far as David Miliband is concerned. Also there from Labour at the top, we talked about the Bullses, but Douglas Alexander, still a kind of a dark horse, if you like.
And just finally, Adam, there's a special award for top Trumper. Just tell us about that.
Well, this is an award for someone who's very good at trumping, and inevitably this has gone to Danny Alexander, who one famous occasion put himself at ease in our studio before doing an interview.